Yes, sir, I am, Sam. I'm on a gauge that won't transmit out of band. It will not do 220. Even if I Mars capped it, I don't think it would do 220. And of course, I don't really have a 220 dedicated antenna. It's just a 2 meter full 40 antenna.
Well, heck, man, make that a goal this year to get 220 up and running and workable. It wouldn't take much. You could probably, I don't know how far away you are from the 224-800. Even a Magnum Mobile mount. Let's see, a Comet Mobile 333. You know, tri-bander. You can put it on a coffee sheet, cookie sheet, whatever you want to say. Put it up, put it outside up in the air some. You should be able to do fine with it. But I tell you, I don't know what radio you use, and I hope it's... A lot of people are using these HTs now. I don't know. Get a 50-watt radio. You know, well, I use Anytone here. I got several Anytone 50-watt radios, monobanders, and they work really good. In fact, I got one on the link. We put a 9-pin plug in the back underneath the heat sink and got that plugged into the computer out there and sitting on Echolink. That's how we're making it over to you. So I got a link, W9SM-L, that's link. Works great. Maybe you need to think about that as well. It's easy to do if you know your way around it, that stuff. I don't. I got to have somebody come in and do it. I got enough to be dangerous, let's say. But anyway, thanks for jumping in here with us, and we'll talk again, I'm sure. And hopefully it'll be a little warmer. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio, 73.